This is iRock with Rockstars, hosted by Ryan from iRock 93.5.
You're born ready to chat, weren't you?
Yes. Vocal cords warmed up.
Yeah. I mean, out on the road, you're always warmed up, but you're also
never fully rested. You know, it's weird. It's
Like
I don't typically sing a lot in the morning, so my voice is a little different than the afternoon after being up for a little while. You know, and stuff like that.
It's a little lower.
Yeah, right.
Pisces, and I'm
a Pisces.
Well, you guys, where did you just drove from? Indiana?
Gary.
Okay, yep, Gary, Indiana. Now you're on your way right now to Clive to continue the tour with Seven Dust and Static X. And how cool is it to be on this tour, huh?
Pretty amazing, man, actually. It's very surreal. Like when I was a teenager, I grew up on all this music, you know, and now we're on tour with them. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. And I mean, we saw you here and in the Quad Cities in the Rust Belt with the Pop Evil show, which was awesome as well. So I know I'm just jumping right into touring. We'll go back and talk other things but I'm just, my brain flies all over the place, whatever. the listeners are used to it by now, trust me.
It's good.
Yeah, so I mean, you came here, you played with Pop Evil. I mean, you're a new-ish band based on everything. How has the road been treating you in general so far?
It's been great. We've been a band. Me and Glenn have been together about 9 years. We were a band before, called a different name. We rebranded after COVID in 2020. So, yeah, it's been good. This is like our kind of second big tour. It's great. We have a great road team. we got bunks on the bus, and it's comfy, man. And the road's been treating us pretty well, so...
Cool. You know what I realize I should do? We hear Lines of Loyalty. You know that because you clicked on the button to listen to this podcast, so I appreciate that. But we should go around and introduce ourselves, right?
Yeah.
We're in kindergarten. Yeah.
Want to start down there?
Hello. My name is Braden Pike. I play drums in Lines of Loyalty.
Rito Ianni, bass.
And?
Screams.
And?
Songwriter.
Yeah.
And
I'm Nubs, lead singer, lead guitar.
Very cool. Yeah, man. So Lines of Loyalty, like I said, you guys came here and you made an impression. Like, I've had people reaching out since that show with Pop Evil, like, dude, these guys were great. I was so glad I was there early to see them, you know, play them, bring them back, all that kind of stuff. And then I started looking up like where you guys are from, and I go, oh, Wisconsin boys.
Yeah.
All right. Very cool.
Well, Braden's a Kentucky boy.
Yeah, I'm a Kentucky guy.
Okay. All right. So how'd they drag you into the Wisconsin mix?
So I was in another band before. We played a show up in around Fort Wayne, I believe. Yeah. So. That's kind of how I met these guys.
Okay. Hey, the music world works in mysterious ways, how y'all meet, right? Actually from Wisconsin as well.
Okay,
way farther north, though.
Jeez.
Way,
like Rhinelander and stuff?
Yeah. Like Eau Claire, Wausau. It's where it's real cold.
A lot of my family's up there.
Okay. Yeah. So now you're traveling around, seeing around everything. The one thing I needed to ask when I was looking everything up, like I said, I saw you're from Wisconsin, so I gave props right there. But also... wanted to initially ask about the logo, the slash through the O.
Okay.
What does it mean? Where did it come from?
So we were actually coming up with our band name, and it was going to be so many other things. And then I tattooed loyalty on my face, and we were like, well, that's a pretty nice image. And lines of loyalty, it could mean many things. I mean, like, what's a person's line of loyalty? Like, what's their loyalty to, like, what they are, who they are, what they represent, and stuff like that. And then we were at our producer's house, and we were in the middle of recording, and we were trying to come up with, like, a font and a logo and stuff. And he's like, give me a couple minutes here. And he put it together, and he goes, how about this? And I was like, I like that. And it just fit, you know, and it just looked appealing, and that just kind of became our symbol, which is, you know, it's... A few other bands I've seen have used that quite a bit in their fonts and their stuff or whatever. So it's nothing like too new to us or anybody, but it's just like it's always been our thing. We just did the O with the slash, and it just, you know, made it stand out a little more with the logo and everything. And
Yeah. No, I like it. It's the backstory of how logos are made. So it's always just interesting to me. Like,
well, Dope is on this tour too, and they also have a slash in there, and that's been their logo forever. So that was even before we even did it, you know. So
We were making a bunch of logos in the studio, and then we showed our producer, and our producer's like, give me like two minutes. He went upstairs and he came down, and we're like, That's it. It was just like, okay, thank you. So,
but you know, that's how the best logos are made, though. Like, yes. if you've ever read this story about Korn, you know, Jonathan Davis, it was literally just, he just like sketched it out real quick. Where he just pen was just like, I want to look like a child drew it.
There you go.
And he just like, here it is.
It's awesome. Yeah.
Okay, well, damn, yeah. Here we go. Yeah. So, nice. I mean, that's, you know, that's kind of where the best ones come from. It's just that, yeah, it just hit kind of thing.
Cool.
So that's the logo. Let's talk about music. Yeah. You guys got the, is it officially an album or an EP?
It's an album. Okay. Yep. It's our first full-length album.
Full-length album is out. My Addiction, playing that on the station. Talk about the album making process. When did you guys get in the studio? How did it all come together?
So this has been about 3 years in the making. This album is 10 tracks and it has our 4 singles on it. We worked with Chris Dawson out of Kansas. Man, we could not be happier with how this turned out. It started with the rebrand right after COVID. We were on a 5-day acoustic tour with Pop Evil and got some great advice from those guys, and they really helped us. And we took it with open ears, and we rebranded right after COVID hit. And then we started recording, I believe, late 2020, and our first single came out in 2021. So we had 4 singles come out in those 2 years, and all 4 of those singles are on the record. So it's been about 3 years in the making, but everyone's loving the record, dude. We're selling a lot of albums, and it's doing great.
It seems like there's a lot of bands that were in that situation. Like, we had something, we were ready to do this, and then everything stopped.
Yep.
So
we kept going. When COVID hit, we kept writing, we kept recording, we kept doing all the things we had to do to get our ducks in a row for when things opened back up, and we just, you know, came at it.
As unfortunate as COVID was, obviously, it benefited us in the sense of, like, it gave us a good, you know, 6 to 8 months of downtime to rebrand, you know, to change the name, to find a logo, to get our single out and get the video ready. So
get,
like,
our sound together. It was
a blessing in disguise for us to have that happen. So
yeah, and you're not the only band that has said that. Like, there's been others that have, you know, told me that have been in here, like, yeah, I was supposed to do this, but then had all this time and went back and redid some things or did them whatever kind of stuff, and now it's all out and rolling. So. Yep. Like humans do, we take a bad situation and we do what we can to make it better.
Yep, you know,
and that's what you guys did, and obviously it's working out, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's focus on My Addiction, since that's the single that's out. That's what you're playing. That's what we're playing right now. It's what you're playing on tour, obviously. Just talk about that one, the lyrics behind it, how it all kind of came together.
So, Nubs here. I actually started writing a song over a decade ago. I was struggling with drug addiction myself. Been a little over 13 years of no hard drugs. And I just, it was a lot to me. And when I was writing the song, I was literally a drug addict at the time. And I was going through a lot of stuff in my life personally. And I, we were in the band and we were thinking about songs to record in the studio next. And I said, well, I got this song. Let's try this. And me and Rito sat down and we kind of restructured it and rewrote it a lot and made it, you know, newer. We kept a lot of, like, the structure that was there, but we just made it, you know, typically better than what it was, and it was more appealing. We also had a co-producer, Jimmy Beattie, help as well on that song, and it did really well the way it turned out, and I couldn't be more happy with how it turned out. And like I said, too, it's, you know, everyone in this world goes through different addictions and stuff, and I hope it, you know, reaches out to them as well.
That was actually the second song we ever recorded as Lines of Loyalty.
Correct.
But it got put in the back burner for a little bit, and it got rewritten a little bit. We actually went to the studio for the second time, and I think we had 6 songs that we showed our producer and said, hey, man, you know, what's sounding good? And he picked My Addiction out of it. But it took some time to get to the light. But
to get it to the level it needed to be. It's a really personal song, you know, and a lot of people are going to relate to it.
When you write it and you have your vision and your sound, and then you go into the producer and the producer says, let's tweak this, let's adjust that.
Yeah.
What is that like as the artist going, but this is my baby and you're trying to change it?
Well, it's actually good because Dawson brings a lot of dynamics that a lot of people really don't do. I mean,
we have a great dynamic and a good relationship with him where it's like we do bring the stuff to him, and like usually it's like it sticks and it is that, but he just adds his sprinkles and adds his spice into it that he just takes it to that next level. You know what I'm saying? So it's a great relationship that we have with him, dude. So it's awesome.
That's cool. Finding that producer, that right producer that can do that.
Yep.
Yeah, again, very grateful for him. He's an excellent producer. Seriously, he's produced a lot of big bands. Any Given Sin, Saul, tons
Shallow
of them.
Side.
Shallow Side. Cool. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah, when you find that that person that can be your person to do that, I think that makes such a world of difference. Having talked to other bands that like have struggled with that to a point, and then they find that person like this is what is how the process is supposed to go.
Producers are more important than I think like people think. Like they are a big part of your sound, and we're very happy with how this record turned out, and we're looking forward to doing some more with them. So
sweet. Well, before we continue chatting, since we're talking about my addiction and you happen to be holding a guitar in your hand, it's crazy how that works. I know.
Just poof, it's there.
Poof, there it is. You want to play that one for us?
Sure, I can do that.
Awesome,
do
man.
Stripped down acoustic version for you.
Awesome. My Addiction, Lines of Loyalty. Let's do it.
I take all of my addiction. Nothing compares to what I've seen, what I've been. I broke a ton of hearts and lost a handful of my friends. I am weak and I am strong, and I've been wrong for far too long. Now I'm suffocating, trying to breathe. Believe in me, I'm fighting for what's left of my soul. Haunted by the devils we know, and I'm not gonna bend, not giving in. I'm learning how to live, but my addiction won't let me go. I'm fighting for what's left of my soul. I'm not gonna bend, not giving in. I'm learning how to live with my addiction. And all the little cuts, I've gone too far. With these fleeting hands that are feeding my scars, tension disguised for the guilt that I hide. Hold on to my fear so I know I'm alive. I'm fighting for what's left of my soul. Haunted by the devils we know, and I'm not gonna bend, not giving in. I'm learning how to live, but my addiction won't let me go. I'm fighting for what's left of my soul. I'm not gonna bend, not giving in. I'm learning how to live with my addiction. My affliction from my addiction is dragging me down, and I am regaining what's left or remaining. So silence the sound. My affliction from my addiction is dragging me down, and I am regaining what's left or remaining. So silence the sound. Oh, oh, my addiction, my addiction. Oh, oh, my addiction. I'm fighting for what's left of my soul. Haunted by the devils we know, and I'm not gonna bend, not giving in. I'm learning how to live. I'm fighting for what's left of my soul. Haunted by the devils we know, and I'm not gonna bend, not giving in. Learning how to live when my addiction won't let me go. I'm fighting for what's left of my soul. I'm not gonna bend, not giving in. I'm learning how to live with my addiction, my addiction. My addiction, my addiction. I'm fighting for what's left of my soul. Haunted by the devils we know, and I'm not gonna bend, not giving in. I'm learning how to live, but my addiction won't let me go.
Yeah.
All right.
That was good stuff right there.
It's early.
It sounded great, man. It sounded great. All right. So now I always got to ask, did you initially make that song acoustic, or did you make that song the way we've been hearing it and had to turn it into acoustic?
I originally wrote it on the acoustic,
okay,
but I always wanted it to be a heavier song. So when we brought to the studio, yeah, definitely transitioned it.
Very cool. Yeah, because it's interesting taking it from one to the other.
It's a little different playing acoustically. Yeah, for sure.
Well, cool. Well, we've been talking a lot here about, you know, music and touring and all these important things. Let's just get into some random stuff here.
Okay.
You guys are out on tour. When you're not on stage having fun doing tour things, what's keeping you busy? Like on the bus, at the venue, what are you doing to kill time?
I was saying a lot of Planet Fitnesses, man. We're seeing a lot of those. I mean, we like to go for walks, kind of just like
nature walks.
Just like kind of just get some cardio in. Our bus is pretty decked out, you know, with bunks and stuff. So like it's our little personal green room.
So
we've been hanging out with the other bands too, and just trying to stay as busy as we can. You know, knowing that, you know, we play 30 minutes a night, so you're working for all the other time, you know, yeah. So you got to stay busy, but it's been fun though.
Cool.
So I've been playing the new Bethesda game, Starfield. I got a little gaming laptop I bring with me.
Yeah.
Loving it.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
I was wondering, because I'm always interested, is it gaming? Is it, you know, Netflixing? What is it?
I do a little bit of Netflix, but I love the game, but we need to get a PlayStation.
We've been waiting for a TV in the bus, because I always beat him in 2K. So
I got 2K24. So.
Yeah, we need more of that.
Yeah, start getting the tournaments. That makes the time go for sure. The other thing that I noticed that you guys do, and you do it very well, is you're out on these tours. You're the first band up. Afterwards, you're not just heading to the bus to play video games.
Nope.
You're out in the crowd, you're standing at the merch, you're shaking every hand, kissing every baby,
doing it.
Yeah. That's such an important part of that, you know, starting kind of process. So far in the touring process, has there been that moment where a fan's walked up, even like, man, that was awesome, either because they knew you super well or they just discovered you that night and were just like, you guys hit like me where I needed it?
Go ahead.
Yeah, there's been a few people that say, hey, you know, I was here for you tonight. And stuff like that. And that has hit us, you know, that it's like, it's working, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And being an opening band, it's hard, man. Cause like you have to
set the bar.
You have to really win those fans over, because, you know, obviously like 99% of those fans aren't there for you. So like you need to make an impression on those people. And, people have been supporting our merch and our social media has been doing great. So like it's been working, but it's definitely a hard thing being like that first band, you know? So,
but it's hard, but it's a challenge. I think you guys are, just based on the one time I've seen you, are embracing.
Of course.
Because, when you went up there at the Rust Belt, I mean, you went on not like you were the opener. You went on like you were the headliner.
Of course.
And that's every opening band that I see that goes up there that does that, I go, okay, this is right. And then I see, I see other ones that I'm just like, oh, you guys are going to just phone this in.
It's a big confidence thing, man.
Yeah.
And like, you got to go up there and just be confident in your product and know that they're going to like it. And we always love to go back to merch and just say hi to fans and take photos and stuff like that, just to give them the best experience, you know?
Yeah. Do you, when you're up on stage, obviously the lights, you might not be able to see more than 10 rows because, you know, lights are hitting your face, whatever. Are you seeing certain songs that all of a sudden, they've gone from looking at their phone, chatting to their friend, to now they're like, yeah.
To be honest, a lot of times when I'm looking at the crowd, like most of them, if they're not jumping around, they're just kind of staring like, what is going on right now? Like they're kind of like, what? Like that they didn't expect what they saw for three people, you know?
Sure.
And a very, very surreal thing too is like playing and then you look out in the crowd and you see people singing your songs.
Yeah.
And that's a moment where you're just like, okay, like we're doing something right here, you know?
Yeah,
so yeah,
for sure.
I've noticed too, you know, with a lot of it is like, we're all front men. So we set up a little differently than a lot of bands. We're all in the front, you know, the drums are in the front. I'm in the front, bass in front. We all have our own thing we do. Like he's a madman on the drums. He's a madman on the bass. And I'm just, you know, I'm kind of stuck to a microphone as much as possible, but I'm doing a lot. There's a lot going on. So we're all, you know, essentially a front man, and that's something that you don't get with a lot of bands either.
You are stuck to a microphone, but you got to get one of those like Britney Spears.
The only problem with that is
telling them to do that.
The problem with that is the vocal range. Like when I'm hitting harder, higher notes, I can't adjust my vocal away. It'll just be right on it the whole time.
And talking too, like you're going to hear everything.
Yeah,
you know, breathing.
Yeah,
it's hard, but I was kind of suggesting that. I saw Winger. I saw a live video from Winger. You know, with
who else has one of those? Hey,
Winger did it. Why can't we?
You know who else has one of those? Morgan Seven does. He wears one, but he does a lot of the screaming, and that's right there too. So that's really great.
Very true. You know, it was one of the cooler stage props I've ever seen. Avatar played.
They're great.
One of the best live shows I've ever seen. And so, main singer, you know, he doesn't play guitar, so he's walking around just holding the mic. But there, I want to say it was guitar and bass, or maybe the two guitar players, both sang backup vocals. Well, when they weren't singing, the mics were down. And then they would come up, and they would step on a pedal.
And it would pop
and
up.
And it would pop up.
Oh, wow.
It was so cool, because it's like...
That's different.
Yeah, you don't need that when they're not singing, and it just blocks the other visuals. And then they come up, nuts. And you're like... There it is.
That's
like,
cool.
That's badass.
I'm actually wearing a pair of Avatar shorts right now, so that's awesome that you said that.
I've done an Avatar tattoo, and they shared it on their story.
Really?
So, yeah. I'm also a tattoo artist, so...
Okay. Can tell.
Covered in tattoos.
Do people come up to you at the shows and like want to see certain ones on you?
For the most part, yeah, they're very interesting. I mean, my whole right arm is pretty much blacked out. Yep. I'm working on that with a bunch of sacred geometry and stuff too. So yeah, a lot of compliments on tattoos. I have a crown of thorns that a lot of people ask about. But yeah, other than that, just when I'm not doing music, I'm tattooing. I'm not tattooing, I'm doing music.
Okay,
so.
I was going to ask if you're still... Actually, practicing.
I tattoo on the off time. So when I get done with this tour and stuff, there's a list of people that are ready for tattoos.
Nice. On the waiting list. Yep. Very cool. You already got the album out. You're just out on tour. You got the new single, all this kind of stuff. I always like to ask, like, okay, well, what's next?
Yeah.
So you know you're on this tour and everything, but what do you guys, because if you're not looking to the next thing, that's when you all of a sudden lose that momentum, and you've got it right now. So what is kind of that next thing you're already looking towards?
We're on the second leg of this tour too. So that starts February of next year.
February 1st through February 27th.
Yep.
Okay. So, and that's more of an East Coast.
Yep. So, and there's like one Canadian date, so we're going to go up north
there. Toronto.
Everyone's got their passports ready.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But no, so we got that for next year. We got a few more singles off the record coming out, hopefully with a few new videos.
Cool.
So, we're going to stay busy and keep pushing songs on radio and just keep being active.
Let's talk about the video making process. Do you like it, or is it something like
Oh, I love it.
You love it?
It's great. We have a great videographer, Juan Ibanez. He's a great dude out of St. Louis area. And and we also have a great photography and video team while we're on tour as well with CAH Promotions and Tim Crone.
Yep.
Okay, it's not Cron. Tim Crone and Chad. I never pronounced your last name right. Hensiak, where is he?
He left, so you can pronounce it however you want.
Chad Hensiak. They're great photographers and videographers on the road, so we get a lot of live content. So that's what we do, our reels and stuff like that. And
And I saw in a lot of your social media stuff. So I mean, the pictures and everything like that. So I'll do the plug here for you. If you're not following them on Facebook and Instagram, go Lines of Loyalty. Cool. Just go put it in whatever.
Anything Lines of Loyalty, you'll find everywhere.
Yep.
Exactly. Yep. Snapchat.
No, not yet.
OnlyFans? No.
Not yet, yeah. Well, and if you forget Lines of Loyalty, it's LOL. Just remember that.
There you go.
You're good.
Perfect. Yeah, cool. No, seriously, was super cool to see you guys at the Rust Belt. And then when this opportunity came up for you guys to come into here and just kind of hang out and stuff like that, I was like, hell yeah, bring them on in. Because I know you're traveling from one state, from one side of one state through the state and then to the other side of this state. So it's a lot. And I know, I mean, unless you're one of those that can, most bands are like, yeah, we sleep on the bus, but it's not good sleep. Yeah.
It's hard when it's driving. Yeah. It definitely is. I mean, it rocks.
When I'm out, I'm out. So
he's a heavy sleeper.
Yeah.
But there's a good amount of rumble strips that happen. You know, and just,
that's one.
Wake up.
Top bunk gets a little crazy.
Oh,
sometimes.
Yeah. There's like a safety bar up there because it's that, like, I mean, like, it's a little windy day. You're taking a fall,
it's a thing of 1-inch conduit. It's
and that's what's holding you up there.
Yeah.
Yep.
But it's great.
It's great.
Technology.
Living life, it's great. Awesome. Well, guys, man, I appreciate you coming in. Lines of Loyalty, again, My Addiction, we're spinning that, but go check them out on whatever the streaming platform is that you use. You're on
all of them.
All of them, yeah.
You're on all of them. So go find them on all of them, download their stuff. And, I know you're in Iowa tonight, but feels like we need to bring you back here in the near future, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Appreciate it, man.
Definitely. Absolutely. No, awesome, guys. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
Thanks. Thank
you.